Good morning. Clear skies and light winds overnight allow temperatures to drop below freezing across a large part of interior New York and New England, and most of us are opening up in the 20s and lower 30s early this morning. Skies are generally clear with a few scattered clouds, and this will lead to a mostly sunny start to the day, although clouds will tend to mix in as we go through the afternoon. And skies will even turn mostly cloudy in the Mohawk Valley and northern New York as a front begins to approach from the west. Out ahead of the front, temperatures should reach into the upper 40s and lower 50s for daytime highs. Skies will cloud over across the entire region tonight with the approach of this next system, and there is the risk of a few scattered rain showers during the late night hours as temperatures drop back into the lower to mid 40s for overnight lows. As the front makes its way through the region on Tuesday, skies will be mostly cloudy, and we run the risk of a few passing showers as temperatures reach into the lower 50s on a southerly wind. The wind will flip around to the west and it will cool off on Tuesday night as the clouds begin to break up, and this will lead us to a mostly sunny day on Wednesday, although highs will be back into the mid-40s. Another weak front with a reinforcing shot of cooler air will arrive during the day on Thursday with scattered rain showers. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and in the mid-40s, and on the back side of this front, even a few snowflakes flying around on Friday. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs only in the mid-30s. It'll be a dry and chilly weekend ahead with partly to mostly sunny skies on Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-30s to around 40 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, broad cyclonic flow aloft over the north-central United States will result in some lake-effect rain and snow showers downwind of the Great Lakes as cold air rushes across the relatively warmer waters today. A few inches of snow will be possible across the elevated terrain of northern Michigan. Snow showers are also likely for the northern Rockies as an Alberta Clipper tracks south across the northern plains. Elsewhere across the United States, a relatively uneventful weather pattern is expected to continue through the beginning of the week, with most areas remaining precipitation-free with high pressure in place. Most locations east of the Rockies will have below normal temperatures, except for Florida. Air stagnation will be an issue across interior parts of the Northwest, particularly in sheltered valleys. This will lead to reduced air quality in the early week with no major weather systems expected. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 14 degrees with a west wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 12 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 29 degrees, the dew point 24, 82% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.31 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Pembroke Pines and Marathon, both in Florida, to a low of 1 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-50s, Boston sunny, followed by clouds and highs in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with a scattered shower and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 42, that's 2 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 0.3 inch for the month, which is 0.05 inch below normal, and 38.99 inches for the year, which is 5.51 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 23 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, leaving us with 54 for the month, that's 9 below normal, and 486 for the season, which is 222 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 76, set in 1994 and in 1987, and the record low, 17, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:33 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:44 p.m., 10 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Becoming mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers moving in late tonight in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly cloudy with a few showers moving in late tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with the risk of a few passing rain showers, breezy with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny in the mid-40s on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers on Thursday in the mid-40s. A few snow flurries or snow showers Friday in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 30s Saturday, and partly sunny with highs near 40 on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.